We find out what is the Lord's day. John was 3.5 years writing the book of Revelations. So then the Lord's day was 3.5 years, not one day a week. Like I say, let's get this word in focus. Focus out all the carnal teachings of man. It is true that the disciples met on the first day of the week to break bread. And the Bible talks about the eighth day shall be a holy convocation. Amen. And Sabbath day was on Saturday. And there never was a law that told us we all had to meet on a certain day. Now the law of the Sabbath was given to the Jews as a sign, as a type of the millennium. But there's no way that any certain 24-hour cycle could have been a certain day a week to keep for the Lord, because on one side of the world it's dark and on the other side of the world it's light. Are you following me? But like I say, on the first day of the week they met to honor the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And that's why today that we meet on the first day of the week. Because when you come to the end of the week, the eighth day, you start over. It's a holy convocation. Amen. You love the Lord this morning? It'll filter out Seventh-day Adventists. It'll filter out. You know, they try to teach the keeping of the Sabbath is the seal of God. Ephesians 4:30 says, grieve not the Holy Ghost, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. You cannot find one place in that Bible where it says keeping one day is the seal of God. It's the Holy Ghost that's your seal. Like I say, it'll filter out all those things. You know, I like the scripture that says, if you be willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. That's what I want to eat this morning, the good. Like I say, it might not taste good. Sometimes it might not feel good. But Mark 16, God confirms his word with signs following. You love the Lord this morning? Amen. Let's all stand. I know Brother Terry wants to be prayed for. Maybe a few others. Sister wants to come. Brother, if you'd like to, sing a song or two. We'll have a little healing prayer meeting this morning. There's been a lot of word here. Come on, brothers. And we're going to pray this morning and surrender to the Lord. Amen. Anybody else needs to be prayed for physical or spiritual condition? Maybe you just want to come down and have a little talk with Jesus this morning. You know, I can lay my hands on you, but if he'll lay his hand on you this morning, that's the thing that's going to make all the difference. Amen.